Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
But I needed to get what is going to be the final yearly review of my son's birthday party.
And where do we start?
Kyle.
Never had the care enough to Google or look into why boat donations are profitable. I'm guessing just a tax implication.
But, like, what do they do with the boats that don't run?
Right. Like, they have just boat angels. Was Elmer maybe a representative of shed angels? Or, you know, fully flip the script, shed devils?
Do you think, is there?
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Vaughn. Some days that piano just hits a little bit harder.
The UK's number one female voiceover artist.
That's right.
For all your voiceover needs, Melissa Vaughn. Find her on Fiverr.
Somehow, I don't know if she's going by that name.
Yeah.
Or if you have to do a little digging.
Mm-hmm.
I think we typed in British woman.
Yeah. Well, it sounds more authoritative when
right.
It's... when it's got a British accent.
Right. Boy, I've got a laundry list of questions for you right off the top.
Wow.
But I don't want to get too far from what I know we need to get to because we have to launch something here that we always do.
This is important. This is really important.
But I need to get, first of all, to your Halloween. Just a brief recap.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I saw something, a couple of things on my way in.
Oh, boy.
That alarmed me.
Well, I mean, I'd expect nothing less.
And as the Halloween aficionado, I feel like I'm the only one in your life that is going to hold your feet to the fire on these items.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me have it.
So did you want it kind of chronologically as I walked in the house, the two items, or would you prefer like order of importance?
Boy, I couldn't possibly be able to make that decision for you.
Let's run it chronologically then, okay. Steve. I'm glad you chose.
This is obviously a big deal. I apologize in advance for my shortcomings.
You know, it's November 5th now.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, I mean, it was about a week ago.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
I walk up the driveway, and what do I see? Other than a minimum 6-day-old carved jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy on that porch.
Yeah.
Just got to ask if you're aware of the calendar. You know, the trash schedule, so you can, you know, huck that thing or, you know, just contribute to the jungle in the back, which I'm guessing is what your previous owners probably did.
Right.
Based on what else you found out there.
Yeah, we found a lot out there if you haven't listened to this podcast for a while.
I think the clubhouse leader is still, like, didn't you say there was part of an exercise bike?
Yeah, I think it was the whole exercise bike.
Okay.
One of those old school ones where it looks like they just took like an old Schwinn Stingray, basically lopped the front wheel off of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuck some legs on it so it just stands up.
Shingles. Plenty of shingles.
A ton of shingles. A whole lot of a deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were just many, many things. I can't even think. Of course, the bird bath.
Oh, of course. Well, the bird bath
base.
But then the update that you provided, I think, was
6 years later.
Yeah.
The actual bath portion was found.
I'd like to see you reach out to that kind young woman who wanted the that concrete cylinder and, yeah. and complete the giveaway.
Okay, yeah, see if I can get her back.
Of course, all those items just old enough that somehow they have lead and mercury in them, right. just slowly poisoning the earth in your family's lifelong backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to know, I mean, are you celebrating Halloween 2.0 coming up?
You know, we just haven't really thought of it. I took the inflatables down.
Yeah.
So they're back in storage.
Yeah, so those are packed up in the box after you repaired the light bulb issue and
packed up. Yeah, after I had to do some, I had to break out the soldering iron. I had to order custom weatherproof connectors.
It's unbelievable, by the way. Because these are what? They were what, $20 inflatables?
Probably, I think they were like $30 or $35 bucks a piece. Yeah. So I was, Annette was like, well, why don't we just get a new one? But I mean, you know me, I can't leave well enough alone.
Right.
I don't like being wasteful with stuff like that. Plus I enjoy the challenge of fixing something. So
things like that, which are like, they're almost made so that you can't repair them.
Exactly. Yeah, they definitely are. And it's one of those things where like we had a Mickey and a Minnie Halloween inflatable. Now, the only time that if I wanted to find those exact ones, the only way that it would be possible is if I had a time machine and I could go back in time to when I bought them the first time.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, for whatever reason, they don't make two of the same things.
Right.
Like, they just update them every year. And now it's like, oh, this one's a foot and a half taller. Or this one's 2 feet wider. And,
yeah, or Mickey's arm's out to the side now.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, I like a good cohesive display. So I want them to look good. So, yeah, I figured out, oh, wait a minute. Look at this. The Olaf Christmas inflatable that we have uses the same fan and electronics as the mini Halloween inflatable, which its fan had broken. So, like I said, busted out the soldering iron, some electronics repair tools, and it sat at the kitchen table upstairs a couple weeks ago and soldered and fixed it. And yeah, and we're back. We're good to go.
I mean, I'll post it on the poll. I just, it just feels, it's been 6 days now.
Okay, so it's too late.
I just feel like the regular pumpkin. Right? The gourd itself. Mm-hmm. Totally fine to have. It's really? A harvest.
Okay.
It's a all harvest right. thing. Now, granted, I wouldn't do that because I'm not a scumbag. I move on to a cornucopia, and if you're still using a regular pumpkin that you purchased for Halloween, again, scumbag.
So your issue is specifically with the carved jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. For me, those go away the next morning. Like, If I weren't such a believer in the rules of Halloween that, you know, you don't blow it out before the light goes out and you don't throw it away, I would throw it away that night. But the following morning, those things are getting just whipped into the dumpster.
Okay.
Never to be seen again.
Okay. Well, I mean, remember what my wife has begun doing within the last couple of years. She just hucks them into the backyard.
That's right.
No doubt 3 weeks from now, Toby will be eating rotten pumpkin.
Well, at this point, I can't even side with you because while that seems, it's terrible. Hey, Toby's going to be thrown up, not feeling good. You've had ample opportunity at this point, 6 days worth
to get rid of it,
to do it yourself. So that way, if Annette comes home one day and just starts shaking her head, takes said pumpkin and, hucks it into the backyard and then Toby's vomiting seeds again. I'm team Annette at that point.
Okay.
All
right. Well, point taken.
I'd like to see that.
Okay. My apologies. Yeah. Put that on the poll. Find out.
Yeah. When does the carved jack-o'-lantern get thrown away? And I'll put less than 24 hours, 24 to 72 hours, and then
72 hours plus.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some polls there are some hills I will die on. This is not one of them. If the people tell me I'm wrong, I am happy to most likely do nothing about it, but I'll take that as constructive criticism.
And is that I'm glad you said that, because now we get to wait for the poll result to come in before you make your decision and throw away the actual We'll see this again next week.
A week from now those things will be obviously not as bright and bold and orange as they once were.
Do you think I'm the only one who's coming? Like, oh boy, the carved jack-o'-lantern's still out, huh?
I do. Yeah. I think, well, I don't.
I didn't look at the rest of the Zach because I was just so appalled by this area.
I don't think you're the only one. I think that I'm surprised at how you subscribe to these hard and fast rules about tight deadlines and.
Yeah. Well, listen, the world has an order, and with no order, there's chaos. Mm. And obviously, you're describing yourself as an agent of chaos at this point.
Yeah, I'm chaos.
And I am simply the guy trying to keep the world running, you know, in proper order.
Appreciate it.
Without you animals with carved jack-o'-lanterns around Christmas hanging out on your porches.
Appreciate your service. Thank you.
The other question I had, and thank you for taking that constructive criticism.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what we're all about here on this podcast.
The other question, the other issue I had with you and your Halloween, and I guess I'll kick it off with a question.
Okay.
Is why do you hate children? And I'll let you answer that in full before we move on to the issue.
Okay. Why? Boy, I'm just trying to figure out exactly why I hate children. Mm-hmm. In your eyes,
sure.
What could I have possibly done?
Is there anything else in the eye line that would have attracted the ire of someone like me in the way in the house, down to the studio?
You want me to figure out how your stupid brain works? Yes, of course. There's probably 1,000 things that you are upset about.
Well, I'm glad you finally asked for the laundry list. So let's...
Okay, let me have it.
Was that parked at the top of the steps a gigantic bag of Dum Dum Suckers?
At the top of what?
The stairs to the basement here.
Was it?
Was your Halloween candy this year provided to the children in the Zach and all in the uppity estate neighborhood here?
Yeah.
Was it a Dum Dum?
I believe my wife had bought, I know she went to Costco and bought the big bag with all of what I refer to as the good stuff. So you're
right. So you got the chocolate stuff,
your Snickers, your, you know, Milky Way, M&Ms, both peanut and plain. Of course, I wish they would do
caramel.
I wish they would do the mini bags of peanut butter
or caramel.
I love the peanut butter. Yeah, just all the good stuff. And she likes the fruity stuff. So, yeah, she bought a bag of Dum Dums as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, if your goal was to then, you know, tell the kids don't come back in 365 days, I would say well done.
Right.
Like, wipe your hands.
Mission accomplished.
You've done it.
Yeah.
In droves. I think kids see, you know, bowl of Dum Dums on the porch or lady or guy handing them Dum Dum, and they say, okay.
Yeah.
We don't need to take the... visit around the Zach next year.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. It wouldn't be my go-to.
Right.
Again, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Halloween. I like the chocolate, the peanut buttery, the Kit Kat, the M&Ms.
Snickers, Milky Way, Three Musketeer, you know.
Reese's Peanut
Butter Cups. The scumbag kids get the Baby Ruth and the Almond Joys.
Boy, I like an Almond Joy.
As you get old, out of the mountains. Where are you standing on the mountains?
I'm going to go Almond Joy 9 times out of 10 over Mounds.
Yeah, I'll take neither. Mm-hmm. And I'll throw the Baby Ruth in there as well. Not interested.
Not a Baby Ruth guy.
No, I mean...
The peanuts.
Keep your nuts away from my candy. And again, you give me a jar of salted, roasted peanuts.
Love them.
I'll sit there like, you know, like a drunk on peanuts and just shovel them in.
What about a Take Five? What's your thoughts on a Take Five? Take Five's got pretzel.
They do have pretzel, but... A peanut. Don't they have a peanut in there?
Do they?
We gotta figure it out. Maybe I'm mixing up the Take Five and the whatchamacallit. These are both candies that you find. These are like sixth shelf.
I feel like, right? I feel like whatchamacallit got a bad rap. Like they just came into the game a little too late.
It's not fair. The whatchamacallit is a fine piece of candy. It's a peanut butter candy bar. 5 layers. This is the Take Five. Glad we're breaking down.
Yeah, no, this is important.
Yep, I thought so. Crunchy pretzels, smooth peanut butter, salty peanuts, and sweet caramel all covered in a chocolatey coating. You lost me.
Okay, so you were good. So you're good with peanut butter.
Yeah, but, peanut butter and chocolate, mix peanut, in the pretzel, the peanut ruins
it. You don't want the crunch of the peanut.
Yes.
Okay, hey, now, we all have our own taste. That's fine.
Now, the whatchamacallit original was peanut butter crisp coated in chocolate. The whatchamacallit is like, I'm going to say it. It's a better Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know about that because the...
It's that crisp. It's got that crisp rice, so it's not...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're still getting the... I like the little bit of the crunch.
It's almost like Rice Krispies, like the cereal. It's the... Like that same... You get that same sensation when you bite into them. Okay. Well, I think this is a good breakdown.
This is... Listen, and this candy bar has now spawned offshoots. They've got the thingamajig, which is, chocolate, that? Cocoa crisp, and peanut butter. Sounds, the Who's He What's
sounds
It?
Sounds exactly the same. The Who's He What's
It? The Who's He What's It? Chocolate, cocoa crisp rice, peanut butter, ingredients of the thingamajig from 2009. So it's like a rehash.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Except Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, okay.
So like the cocoa crisp.
Sure.
I got to tell you, I think this is my new lane.
Do you think?
Reese's sucks. The whatchamacallit has not been given the proper shine.
All right. So next year, can you definitively say,
mm-hmm.
if you come to your house next year for Halloween, you'll be giving away whatchamacallits and thingamajigs?
If thingamajigs still exist, otherwise if I have to seek out the Who's He What's It.
Can you get a full-size Who's He What's It?
I am now looking to try to find a whatchamacallit, like, in mass, because I usually start buying this candy in, like, June and July and put it in the freezer.
Right.
Because I go full-size because, again, I want... I appreciate the kids coming by and patronizing my house on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
unlike you, who's driving away with like those butter rum flavored Dum Dums.
Was that butter rum?
Yeah, I think isn't that a flavor of like some garbage candy or something?
Probably, yeah, something that no doubt only grandmothers know the location where you can buy it.
Okay, well, I'm glad. I just wanted to get those off my chest. So if those Dum Dums were in fact handed out on Halloween, mm-hmm. I expect you to chastise your wife properly.
Yeah.
And maybe next year up your game to listen, kids come by, they see inflatables in the yard, mm-hmm. And obviously those stacker gourds that are just exquisite, and they have a certain expectation.
Yeah, we definitely set the expectation high.
They're not expecting Dum Dum. There's a sense of disappointment in those, mm-hmm. 6 to 11-year-olds' faces because the 12-year-old isn't even bothered being annoyed. Right. They're walking 3 steps on your driveway and whipping that over their shoulder and never acknowledging it again.
Yeah, there's a reason I have to go up on the roof once a year and clean Dum Dum suckers out of my gutters.
That's right. Like November 15 comes by and Steve's phone goes off and it's an alarm to get the ladder and get the broom. You've got to go broom the Dum Dums off the top.
Yeah. Okay, I finally made the connection. I never knew where they came from, and now I'm learning.
I'll post that in the poll as well. Do you always have to broom the Dum Dums off your roof?
Specifically on November 15th. Is November 15th
Dum Dum Broom Off Day?
Dum Dum Broom Off Day. Oh, boy. Well, look, I mean, with Halloween now in the rear view, we turn our attention to... Some would say the most wonderful time of the year.
Mm. Our biggest event of the year. And because every other event we tried falls apart.
Some would say our only event of the year.
Well, last year it would have been second if, the local municipality mm-hmm. didn't decide that a little bit of snow was enough to cancel a parade.
You know something? I take that back. We did the karaoke night this year. That was a blast.
Yeah, we've done karaoke night as a group. We've got this, obviously. We wasn't really a group outing, but we did the live cast from the local parade this year, which I think we'll probably run back next year as well. But this... Is our favorite.
Is it the 8th annual?
But did we do this in our inaugural year? Did we do this in 2016?
Yes.
It's the 8th annual, officially.
Steve and Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange.
Yay.
That's right, folks. Get your decorations out. Solstice Sammy and Seasonal Sammy are upon us.
Yeah.
They're here. They're peeking through the clouds, ready to come down and provide mugs and thermoses of hot chocolate.
They live in that.
No, I think that's where he's peeking from.
I was like, are they dead?
Is he now a ghastly entity?
Is this like the ghost of Solstice Past?
Yeah.
The ghost of Solstice Future?
Now, this thing has grown year by year. I believe last year was finally the first year in since its first that it took a tiny step back. Partially our fault, but partially your fault.
I mean, look, we'll take our portion of the blame.
That's right.
You have to as well.
So let's get those names in. For anybody who has not done this before, which I can't imagine there's not many people who aren't familiar with this event.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's set the table for those who maybe just jumped on board, have no idea what this is. Basically, for the, again, the 8th annual Stephen Kyle Podcast, Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. There have been other portions of the population. I'm looking at you, Secret Santa.
Yeah.
No, we're open to every denomination here. We're not going to pigeonhole you.
Yeah.
So if you would like to take part in it, basically all you have to do is send us in a DM at Stephen Kyle, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send us your name, your mailing address, and we are going to randomly pair you up with somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do. Once we send you the information of the person that you're paired with, pick up a gift, $5, $10. Really, I think we've always set like...
No more than 20. Typically, preferably no more than about $20.
Yeah.
This is obviously all up to you. We just don't want a recreation of the classic Office episode where Michael Scott at the Christmas exchange round robin got somebody an iPod.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we'll pair you up with somebody. You pick up a gift, you know, $10 maybe, $15, throw it in the mail, send it to them. We ask that you...
A bag of whatchamacallits.
Or thingamajigs or whoosie-whatsits.
Or whoosie-whatsits, yeah.
We just ask that you have it in the mail as early in December as possible and send us a note back. Just say, hey, my package is in the mail. It's on the way. And then once you get the gift from your the person that you were paired up with, who of course you will have no idea who that is unless they sign their name, we love to see the pictures posted on social media. Again, at Stephen Kyle, hashtag garbage gifts or garbage merch. A lot of people choose to order stuff from our merch store, send it to each other.
Yeah.
Always welcome. Maybe there's something that your town or your area, your city is known for, like, oh, everybody loves our peanut brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Package some of that up, send it to somebody in the other another part of the country.
Yeah, there is not a lot of regulation on this. It's just a way to kind of outstretch the community.
Mm-hmm.
To show other listeners, hey, this some stuff from where I live, or some stuff funny from the podcast that you've enjoyed. Yeah. Again, stephenkyle.com/merch has a bunch of new designs if that's what you decide or you want to do. About $10 to $20. You can wrap it. You can send it in the Amazon box. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. You can either have it shipped to you, then ship it out yourself. Just take all of that into consideration when you're buying. If you're not prepared or able to buy the gift, and then you didn't take into account that you would get it to yourself, wrap it, and then ship it out,
right?
Just let us know. We are happy to help. We don't want this to be some hindrance. This should be a fun thing.
Yeah.
That if you want to partake, again, please let us know. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I think we want to make this one the biggest one yet.
Do we?
So okay, let's get those names and addresses in early and often. The deadline, tentatively, is going to be, I believe, Tuesday, November 28th. If your name is not in, name and address are not in by then, we're going to probably cut off the entries. Otherwise, when we start sending out names and addresses to the people who are participating, mm-hmm, you would then be left with nothing.
Yeah, so on the 28th, we'll cut it off probably around noon on the 28th. And then within a day or two, you will have a message back from us. If you send us a message on Twitter saying that you were in, you'll get a message back on Twitter saying, okay, thanks for participating. Here's who you've been paired up with. It's a fun time of year. I love seeing all of the posts pop up saying, look what I got.
Yeah.
It's just like some just complete garbage.
Yeah, no, I always appreciate the randomness of the gifts that do arrive. And then for a lot of people, the thoughtfulness of some of those gifts that do mm-hmm. arrive. And again, if we know circumstances happen, so I do want to emphasize, if you decide to partake and then something in your life happens, unforeseen, you know, job loss, financial change, whatever, but you've already signed up, please just let us know. We will make sure this can go off without an issue and you don't need to be worried about it. We just want this to be a fun thing for the for our podcast community to be able to participate in.
Yeah. So let's do it at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send us a message. Again, just include your name, your mailing address, all that good stuff.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Steve, I had another, I mean, this is kind of surprising in that this is another question that I never anticipated I'd have to ask you. You know, we, I was offended by your Halloween candy disaster. I think we can all agree.
Apologies.
That was Dumb Dumb Suckers. Woof. And please pass my sentiment along to your wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who purchased that.
And I'll tell you what. How about when you leave in a little while, you say it to her face? Because I don't think you will.
Boy, do I bring up the bag of crappy Halloween candy.
I think you'd probably offend her soul.
You think so?
She loves... Look, I think that my wife's poor candy habits are rubbing off on my daughter because somebody asked my daughter the other day, oh, did you have fun on Halloween? Yeah. What was your favorite candy that you got? So what are you going to say? What's your favorite candy?
I mean, I would say Twix, like my, the Twix bar.
We're going back to the old standby list. The Twix.
The Kit Kat.
Three Musketeers, Kit Kat, Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. No. My kid? Smarties.
Oh. They hand them out at the dentist and the eye doctors and like haircut places. You grab them and the only thing they're good for is like stomping on them on accident and throwing the rest away.
They're basically Tums. Yeah.
Send the bowl to Smarties suck. Do Smarties suck? Yes.
Yes and yes.
But I had to ask you, you admittedly, you don't tweet a lot.
No.
It's typically this podcast, which thank you for your service.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, every week. And I had stopped for a while because I forgot about it. And then I just, every now and then, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably promote this thing that we do every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's as simple as, hey, I see that. Click. Mm-hmm. But I get it. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So
I almost never log into Twitter.
So imagine my dismay, my shock,
mm-hmm.
my horror, when not even on like the main tab of Twitter, which is like is your following.
Yeah.
Right. But it always opens on the for you because Twitter knows best.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to tell you about posts that happened anywhere between 1 and 24 hours ago from people that you may follow or may not.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine my shock and, you know, the need to clean my glasses.
Yeah.
When I see a tweet from Steve last week.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, I know where this is going. Yeah.
And I'll just read the tweet verbatim.
Okay.
Because half of it's gibberish to me.
Okay.
And then I'm sitting here shocked that this is something that you tweeted.
Not sure what it really... Did you assume that I was hacked?
I'll say this. I almost texted you
mm-hmm.
because I didn't want to put it on our sheet to talk about before knowing if it was an ad.
Okay. Okay, so you thought that I just forgot to put.
I know you have some co-hosts,
right?
Who get a little bit of the cheddar from one of those big the big local cable co's.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And so I didn't know if you were now part of it, just with a different company.
Okay.
So I'll read the tweet verbatim.
Sure.
And if you didn't see it, please go check it out. It's a banger.
It's no PH in Steven on Twitter or X and Instagram.
Cities Skylines 2. Worth it? I really wanna. Hashtag Steam. Hashtag Cities Skylines 2.
Yeah.
So I know what Steam is. That's the stuff that comes out of the top of the Titanic before it hits the iceberg and goes down. I know what cities are.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big thing that I drive past on my way to the farm. So I'm a local rural boy.
And your tractor, obviously.
Yeah. And I know what skylines are because that's what... Ma and Pa! Is that the big town?
We ain't never been there, even though we can see it from here.
That's right. I'm a local yuckster who eats horse food and bales hay all day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You obviously... the closest thing to a farm boy that I know, that's Kyle.
I need to add, I mean,
maybe put that on the poll. Is Kyle the closest thing to a farm boy that you know?
I just, I would love a little bit of the backstory and background about what spurred this and what it means.
Do you have, so you have no idea?
I kind of have an idea based on, I know Steam is a video game, not generator, a video game platform, for a computer.
Yep.
And City Skylines 2 is, I'm guessing, kind of like a modern day version of like a Sim City?
Sim City, exactly.
Okay. Oh, perfect. I nailed it.
Yeah, you figured it out. This was, I remember a long time ago seeing an ad. It was just like a pre-roll ad on a YouTube video, and it was like, Cities Skylines, the new blah, blah, blah from blah, 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 blah. And I watched it, and I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Like, it reminded me, I am prime age for the game SimCity. When that came out, that was like...
Mid-90s, right?
Yeah, it was huge. I loved that game. I loved building my city. And then, like, you start out by building your power plant. Then you do all the roads and residential zones and industrial zones, commercial zones. And then your city grows. You're in complete control. You raise taxes, lower taxes. You do all of this. And I loved that game. So when I saw this new game called City Skylines like a year or two ago, I was like, damn, that looks cool. That really appeals to me. And then forgot about it. And then I saw the ad more recently for City Skylines 2, the second version of the game. Now, one time on the side gig, I had talked about, I don't know how Steam came up, but I got all these messages. Oh, you got to try Steam. Steam's so much fun. Set up an account. It's free. And, you know, people were like, oh, I have a free code. I'll send you this code and you can try out this game or that game.
Okay.
So everybody, I forgot, I logged into my Steam account for the first time in like a year, and I forgot that everybody had sent me codes for a Truck Driver Simulator. So it's just, you're just...
I have to tell you, there is no better game that I think you would love.
I know.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know why I said that. It feels like the details are in the title.
Yeah.
That is up your alley.
This is a Truck Driving Simulator. Literally, you get in your truck, you pick up a load from Topeka, and you haul it to San Antonio, and you're just driving. And you look around, you see out the windows of the cab, and you're upshifting and downshifting. Oh no, there's an accident ahead. What am I gonna do? You get on the CB and you say, hey, how do I get past this? It's also people sent me. What were the other games?
What a dumb thing.
Car Mechanic Simulator. So
why would you need a simulator for that when it's something you do? Right? Unless you really want to virtually experience swapping an engine.
I also got Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh, good. So just the other side of the road, same thing?
Yeah, instead of calling your truck a truck, you call it a lorry. So, yeah, I saw City Skylines 2, and I was like, I want to play that. But it's $50. So I was just putting the feelers out there to see if anyone had played it yet, could give any input on it, see if it was worth it.
Okay. So this has been a week now. And again, I feel like I apologize. I must have forgot last week because I was so shocked.
That's right. That's right.
That's a tweet that happened. Where are you now in terms of self-negotiation with the idea that you are going to sit down at some point, whether it be after the kids go to bed or, or maybe they're awake and you're just saying, Daddy needs some time to build.
Daddy's got to build some low-income residential.
Daddy's got a town hall meeting, and those jerks in the other party are trying to knock me out of the city, you know? Where are you now in that negotiation with yourself about buying this and playing this?
About the same place. If I can be real honest, I was really just hoping somebody would send it to me. I don't want to spend $50 on this garbage.
No, why would you? Well, you heard it, folks. Again, Steve wants to be the racist mayor of a local village where he can kick out all the people he disagrees with on city skylines, too. So if you have a code or however that works, God, I've never felt so old, please send it to us. Either at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or directly. At NoPH in Steven on Twitter and Instagram as well. I can't say I'm shocked because it makes sense.
Yeah.
That like it, video games in general, that's the most shocking part for me about that.
Yeah.
Is when was the last video game you bought? Like you paid dollars for, whether it be platform, your computer, whatever it may be.
It would have been in college when I had a PlayStation in the dorm. Sophomore year, and I think that was when Tony Hawk's Pro Skater was at its absolute peak.
Okay.
It had just come out. We played that, and then there was like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, and then a Matt Hoffman Pro BMX, which was basically the same as Tony Hawk, just on a bike. That I would assume that's the last time I paid actual money for a game. And that was like, go to the store, buy the game. It comes on a disc. Now do you still need a physical copy of a game?
No, most people don't.
Yeah.
And they actually sell the consoles now for $100 cheaper.
I mean,
if you don't have a disc drive.
I'm logged into my Steam account right now.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Steam gift cards available.
I have a Steam account as well.
Yeah.
Because
Steampunks.
No.
Okay.
Nope. Not going to expound. Just no.
All right. Here.
I haven't been on Steam in about a year. I would play, and I hope you're sitting down for this because this is a rip roaring time. We would play Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
On Steam with a group of friends. So yeah, I'm a video gamer. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gaming and the buttons and the cheat codes and the Game Shark. Right?
All right. I have my account pulled up right now. I'm going to tell you what games I have. American Truck Simulator. Car Mechanic Simulator 2015.
The best version I've heard.
If somebody could send me an updated version of that, come on.
Do you really think they're still updating that? Like, I feel like once you do it once, you make one version. Car Mechanic Simulator. Okay. I think we're good for the next 100 years.
Kyle, next on the list is Euro Truck Simulator.
They do have Car Mechanic Simulator.
Yeah.
2023.
Hey. It's all you listening out there.
But you know what? I got news for you. It's rated 1.6 out of 5 on Google Play.
That's not great. That's not great.
I have a feeling 2015 is probably similarly rated.
Yeah.
But for, you know, a buffoon like you with video games, who, again, you're just struggling to find the joystick from the Atari.
Hot on the heels of Euro Truck Simulator is Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Oh, good. So you're just looking at this point for either a free version of Cities Skylines 2 or updated version of these awful games, Car Mechanic Manager. Or Car Mechanic Simulator.
Car Mechanic Simulator, yeah. 2015. And finally, somebody also sent me Super Monday Night Combat, which I don't know anything about.
You know, you can purchase Car Mechanic Simulator 2021 on Steam right now for $25.
You know what would be nice is if somebody sent me a $25 Steam gift card.
I just love seeing the images on the cover of these and the advertisements, because it's like, hey, it's a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and a 1969 Mustang. Mm-hmm. And I just know that you would download this, you'd wait, and you'd see that screen pop up, and you go, where's the shithole section?
So any rusty Comanches in there?
It's like, you're looking for the mode where you get to go through the old pick-apart dump and just to see if there's, hey, can I get the shell to this 76 Volkswagen? I'd like to bring this home and start from scratch. That's Steve's version of car mechanics. Well, every teenager is out there again, you know, gussying up their sports cars.
But the thing is, you know that they don't have the rights to Ford Mustang. So it's like a fraud Mustork or something like that. And you're like, oh, it looks kind of similar, but not quite.
I just want to, next time we record, I want to text you like, hey, I'm on my way. Like, I'm going to need, you know, 30 minutes. I'm putting in a new rear axle on my 2017 Honda Odyssey that I'm redoing for my family in Car Mechanic Simulator, where there's no family, but you've now created your virtual family.
It's basically like the episode of The Office when Dwight had created his character in that Second Life game, but his character in Second Life was just a paper salesman at a mid-level paper company. The only difference is that he could fly.
Yeah. Yes. So this is you, again, recreating crappy vehicles just in a virtual form compared to in real life, which I'm sure Annette would appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will saving tell a you, few
though,
bucks.
I will tell you, though, when I brought up City Skylines to Annette, I saw a little glimmer. She was like, oh. Because she used to play... Now, she's not old enough for Sim City, but she played The Sims a ton.
Right. So family. Yeah, right, right. So she's just looking to recreate Dubuque. And... So you're over there.
I don't know if Dubuque was a great time in her life.
I know. It's just funny to say. I think Dubuque's a funny word for a town.
It is. Yeah.
So in my mind, you two are now sitting on the couch next to each other, much like the unbridled romance of your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Where you bought garage door openers and you were researching.
And a nose hair trimmer.
That's right. While, you know, and again, in the background, there's like the sound of a bra flinging across the room or something. But you were busy. Much like the unbridled romance of your honeymoon, you two are now sitting on the couch next to each other, and you are rebuilding mid-aughts minivans, and she's recreating Dubuque, Iowa.
I think you have pretty much nailed our relationship.
And that, folks, is marriage.
Yeah, right.
Hey, before we get out of here today, it's been a little while, I wanted to do a very quick recap, Steve, of... our polls, which
we haven't been neglected in probably in a month.
Yeah, right? It's been a little bit. So,
and now we have polls up on Facebook too. Can you actually?
Yeah, whenever I remember to post those on Facebook.
Okay,
because they're, I guess you can say the word fixed, but you can only do it from the mobile app on your phone. You can't do it from mobile desktop version. It's a super smooth way to do it.
Yeah, very inconvenient.
So yeah, let's get back to these polls a second.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Steve and Kyle on Twitter.
And Facebook.
That's right. I, as usual, I forget where we were, so I'll just go back and rattle through some mid-September and late-September ones as well, Steve. Mm-hmm. Did anyone have better 9/11 attire than Kyle? Stone Cold Steve Austin football jersey. I believe we did do these. Tan shorts, silver dead-ass Supreme shoes. 77% of the audience said no. Can you say the word chick after age 23? 61% of the audience said yes. Still living in the past. Is in cahoots racist?
Jesus.
87% of the audience, Steve, gave us the go ahead. It's not racist.
Good. That's good. That's nice to know.
Are the two parts of the scientific method, the hypothesis and the climax? 61% of the audience said yes.
Yep. Yeah, sounds accurate.
What is the correct term? Catty corner or kitty corner?
Oh, yeah. I think this is a regional one, right?
71% of the audience said kitty corner.
Really?
I'd never heard. I guess I had probably heard catty corner, but just assumed who I was talking to was a real ingrate.
A big, dumb, stupid person. Yeah.
Can you back into a game of chess? 53% of the audience said no. Is the official drink of chessmen brandy? 75% of the audience said yes.
How do you spell chessmen?
That's C-H-E-S-S-M-E-N.
Okay.
Can you be caught off guard when summer shows up? 54% of the audience said yes.
All right.
Are neighbors and coworkers the first relationships that die? 88% of the audience said yes.
Wow.
I agree. Do you say goodbye to your cars? 53% of the audience said no. That's 47% of weirdos.
Say goodbye to your cars?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Like you, forever or just or like when you leave in the garage at night? I don't know.
I didn't even think of it in that term.
No mortgage. Are you scum? 54% of the audience said no.
Oh.
Renters out there, huh? Is there a universe where you vacuum your driveway? And I'm stunned by this. I'm stunned. I'm taken aback by this.
Okay.
50% of the audience said yes. 50% of the audience said no. I want you to know, and I'm not going to, you know, I'll clarify. 50% of you are weirdos. And it's the people of, it's the 50% of you out there who are vacuuming your driveway.
Okay.
You broom it or you let the rain wash it down the sewer to create Ninja Turtles. That's how the weird stuff happens, okay?
I didn't expect the Ninja Turtles reference in there. All right.
Was there an amputee discount for the Ocean Gate submersible ride?
There should have been, right?
55, oh, less space.
Less weight, less space, yeah.
55% of the audience said yes. Isn't that just tired of Steve's ideas?
No.
This is October 1st, so I don't know what we were talking about, but just...
Literally
know,
could have
I
been.
Might as well just set a reminder to post that once a month.
Could have been anything.
If I post that once a month, we could then do like a net heat chart by year.
We'll find out.
Like how much is Annette okay with Steve's ideas?
Okay, well, we're entering Annette really hates me season.
93% of the audience said yes. She is just tired of your ideas. Are you a fan of the quick 100 with 10 on each end?
What?
68% of the audience said yes.
Hold on. The quick 100?
With 10 on each end. I remember talking about that too, but it was just far enough out of my memory to know what
wow,
that is.
That is something I have no recollection. A lot of these, I kind of remember.
Yeah.
Okay, I sort of remember what we were talking about, or I don't remember what we were talking about, but I remember like a little bit of the context. That is completely foreign to me.
Is Steve to blame?
That's going to be yes.
95% of the audience said yes. I think we could post that side by side, maybe make like a, like one of those competing charts where it shows is Annette tired of Steve's ideas and is Steve to blame?
Yeah.
And just see how those coalesce throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Scrolling, there's a sale in the shop. Please check that out. StephenKyle.com/merch. Our two guarantees, a new episode on Tuesday at 7 a.m. and losing money. 91% of the audience said yes.
Okay.
When you're in the lab, do you always leave a piece of yourself? We've posted that a couple of times.
Of course. Of course.
87% of the audience know what I went through last month. Reader in that shop, 87% said yes. Should you be able to return a 4.5-year-old shed? 59% of the audience said yes. And scrolling up, hey, look at that. Another sale at the shop. Last few. Are there shed devils to counteract the boat devils?
Oh, of course.
Which should have been boat angels. I think I mistyped that.
That's all right. It doesn't make sense no matter which way you type it.
75% of the audience said yes. Is Elmer showing up with Lucifer, the OG, to take the shed home? 71% of the audience said yes. Do you hit an age where roofs are just not okay? 67% of the audience said yes. Thank you. I feel a little bit validated hearing that. I feel better now. Can 8 days age you 8 months? 85% of the audience said yes. That was me solo parenting for 8 days last week.
Oh, of course.
Or a couple weeks ago. Is wussy a slur?
I like how we don't hide from these.
We want to know. Like, are we on the right side of history?
Yeah.
And that, like, if that came back, like, if I had seen that a couple days in, 98% of the audience said yes, I would have deleted that poll and texted you. But like, hey, we need to do some cuts. I haven't done any research, but I think we're in the wrong here. 82% of the audience said no.
Oh, is that it?
That was it.
All we got, man. Oh man, a solid month and a half, 2 months of polls there.
We ran out of time, so I want you to put it in your brain next week. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you about something that school drop off that happened that made my jaw drop.
All right, I look forward to hearing that.
Oh my god!
Again, if you want to sign up for the
eighth annual Stephen Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange.
Send us a DM at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then keep an eye on that because that's how we're going to message you back to let you know that we received your entry, you're in for the gift exchange. We'll then send you a message back at the beginning of December saying, or the end of November saying, here's who you're paired up with.
Yes.
So yeah, get those names in.
And please don't be the last one in because, you know, you like trying to get it under the radar. If you hear this now, you know you want to partake. Let us know now.
Yeah. Again, $10, $15, nothing huge. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I think that's it, right?
That's it.
We'll talk to you next week. See you.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.